Claus, and I'm gonna tell my daddy.
Hey, everybody. It is, once again, a familiar voice. You should recognize this voice. From So What You're Saying, this is Wood, and I sit here alongside Keith. A little different today, and a little different in our setup. Not the usual rowdy ha-ha, but you know what? We're still here to bring it to you. So we're live on askradio.com. That's askradio.com. And we're playing just some of our own songs, what we like. We're trying to mix it up, you know, kind of like your morning commute. We're going to chat with you a little bit, play some songs for you, and let's just see how this goes. So
we sat down, and we looked at Christmas memories. And for me, that one right there, I mean, it's been around my whole life. It's been around your whole life. It just always gave me confusion with Christmas, you know? So
yeah.
We were going to talk about when we stopped believing in Santa Claus. That song right there made me start snooping for presents.
Right.
I was probably 7 years old.
Okay.
Well, let me go back even further. I was probably 6 years old, and one of my cousin's boyfriends, you know, she's eight. She got a boyfriend. And he was like, there is no Santa Claus. And I remember I got into a fight with him. Well, that's how I tell the story. He pushed me down. And
you got upset.
I cried. That was the first time I ever tried to stick up for Santa Claus. And then the next subsequent years, you know, Christmas was a struggle sometimes for the family. But I would go and hunt and find a present, so I knew everything I got. So my belief in Santa Claus wasn't as long as it should have been. How about you?
So this is funny. You mentioned this song, and I didn't think anything of it, to be honest. I was like, oh, man, that's weird. Why his mom would be kissing Santa? She caught him, you know, because you wake up in the morning, you run down, you're like, man, if I could just catch him, that would be awesome. I'd love to catch him, see what he's doing, you know, how he disappears. Well, I never quite understood then why my dad was a big fan of the song Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. And I was thinking, well, that Santa's very rude to run over my grandmother.
Right.
That's not nice. But, you know, years later, you figure it out. And maybe I'm ashamed to admit, I think I held on to the belief of Santa probably... Yeah, I wasn't quite a teen, but I would say I was pretty close. They kept me pretty sheltered. My parents did, and I just to keep my innocence, perhaps.
Maybe
because I
was
the youngest boy in the family, and so they didn't want to lose that.
So your older brother never dropped dime and said, "There's no Santa Claus."
Oh, I'm sure he did, but he also told me a lot of other shit that I didn't ever pay attention to. So I'm sure he told me. I just ignored it. I do remember the neighbor kids telling me. They lived around the corner. They were two brothers, Kelly and Kyle, and they were a couple years apart, but only 1 year older than me. The youngest one was.
Okay.
And I remember him telling me, "He's like, you know, it's your mom and dad, right?" Like, yeah, because they know him. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not that. Like, they're in tight.
You had an explanation, right?
Yeah, I was ready to go. I wasn't quite as on board as some, but. Definitely more than others, I think. So, with Christmas, And I'm sure you were the same, Keith. In my house, music was always playing.
Yep.
Christmas time, it was always Christmas music. I find that I do the same thing. I'll start it. Now it starts early in November, and so I would start in November. And I do now. But I play a lot of the old classics.
Okay.
You know, just anything that comes on. I rarely skip a song, except for the Charlie Brown one. I rarely skip a song. And so there's a lot of those old Christmas songs that kind of like, I like listening to because they trigger memories.
Sure.
So we went through and we created a little list of some of our favorites and some memories, and we'll discuss some of those coming up. But this one in particular, Keith was very passionate.
Oh, yeah.
That we play this. And to be fair, it's a beautiful song. So do you want to tell everybody what that song is?
Oh, Holy Night by Whitney Houston. And I got to tell you, we were listening to them. We did a bunch of different versions. We did Patty's version. We did Aretha's version. We did
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion's version. Yeah. All great versions.
Oh, yeah. Right? Very good. Very
and those,
good.
All three of those, even as I speak about them now, give me the chills. Such beautiful voices. Whitney brought a tear to my eyes. I don't know if it's because she's gone. But, I mean, Aretha's gone too, right?
But, sure.
I mean, Whitney was there for my formative year, so maybe that was it. But brought a tear to my eyes. That was the only one. So we went with this one.
So here we're going to let you guys enjoy that while we step back and take a sip of our coffee.
That song not make you smile?
I don't know. It's a beautiful song, really.
It is beautiful. It's fun. And I know for a fact it was played in the hood because my cousin picked me up from the airport when the song was out, and he had a cassette of it, right? And I saw it, and I went to pick it up, and he snatched it out of my hand and threw it in the back seat because he's not supposed to have that because he's, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
It was everywhere. George Michael, that song was killing.
Oh, I loved it. So those last two, like we had spoken about, they bring, like, the memories of Christmas back and strike some old memories and make you think about everything you did when you were a kid. It's funny, like, we're adults, we're into our adulthood considerably, more into our adulthood than we are in our youth. So it makes you, but when you think about Christmas memories, you think about your youth a lot more so than you do. Like, I have Christmases attached to my children and that, but like Christmas for me, I go back to when I was a kid.
Okay, right.
So I start thinking of not just songs that are Christmas songs, but other kinds of songs, other events, things that happened. And I don't even know if this is really a quick story. I don't even know if it really is a happened during Christmas, but it's what I remember.
Okay.
My cousin got married. I was a kid and she was a bit older. She got married at this reception center and had a pool in it.
Okay.
And at the pool area, I remember they were dancing. Everyone was having a good time. I had a younger cousin who was probably like 3 or 4 at the time. He was dancing like crazy, like little kids do. And the adults were drinking, and somebody got thrown into the pool.
Oh, there we go.
At the wedding during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if it was actually a Christmas time wedding, but in my mind it was because of the lights and everything. So I associate that memory with Christmas, getting thrown in the pool.
Did everybody end up in the pool?
No, not that I remember. I think I was taken home early because I was a kid.
And probably the drunks, parents were like, the drunkards were coming out, right? I got to start wife swapping. I have those two, and where are we at? This next one here, for me, is atypical of Christmas. I had to live with my Aunt Joyce for about 2 years. Something was going on at home, and I had to live over there, and I can't stand this lady to this day. But that's neither here nor there. But my favorite cousin at the time, I shared a room with him and his brother Paul, my cousin Paul, and I'm laying in a bed, and the radio's on. And it's Christmas time, but it's not Christmas music, kind of like what you were just talking about. And he decides he's going to put a hex on me. Now, in the room playing is this song, right? As he's sitting there reading to me out of Revelations. Funny enough, I love this song. It doesn't bring back, you know, like, I'm triggered. It's a great song. But I always see, when this song starts, I always see Zachary sitting there and me laying in the bed scared to death with a crucifix from my headboard and him reading out of Revelations. You know how evil you have to be to do that?
Yeah.
I was 10 years old, so I believed in all that.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Boogeyman, all that. So this song right here reminds me of that.
Okay. And then we're going to follow it up with one of mine. Same kind of thing. not a Christmas song at all. Not even close. But I remember I was probably 11 or 12, and I had just gotten a CD player, a little boombox.
Okay.
And, you know, you had to push the button on the top, and it popped open. Hey. I was like, oh, man, this is incredible.
Fancy.
It wasn't quite upgraded to where you could put your own speakers in the back, okay. But they were all integrated. And I got two CDs for Christmas that year. And I remember the very first one, tore it open. It was a yellow package. It had the lyrics in it. I was like, this is incredible.
Extra pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and I put it in the CD player. This is the first one I had ever owned personally. Put the CD in. Immediately, I jumped to, I think it was track 4.
Okay.
Because you could skip now.
Yeah.
You could just pick wherever you wanted. No more cassette. I didn't have to...
Yeah, you're high tech, man.
Yeah. So I hit play, and then I chilled out to this song. That's going to be after Keith. So we're going to play two for you. Not Christmas. Christmas related for us, though. So we're going to start with this little jam. Oh, if we can get it to play, we'll start with this little jam right here.
Just release and you DeMello, quite a nice fellow. Met 3T, hit a rhyme acapella. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Yeah, we're coming back at ya. Yeah, six. I know about now, it feels real good to y'all out there. Y'all remember that funk from the old days? But we're gonna do it to you one more time. So we need everybody out there to know that your funky mind.
7, 8.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, that was that second song. That was mine, yeah. And that second song was the one that, like, that was the first CD that I got of my own and put in my own player, and I hit that, and it felt good.
The revival. Oh, that was a good album too, man.
Yeah,
I thought. And again, mine is on the back of Revelation. So just keep that in mind. That's playing in the background. Beautiful song, Smokey. Beautiful guy, silky voice, and I'm crying.
and then we get to when did this next song come out?
God, it was, I want to say 91.
Okay. Somewhere in there. So a lot of our memories, like I said, are attached to our youth. However, this one is I call it everybody's favorite song to hate.
Yeah, that's what you said when you were downloading. Yeah. I've never heard that.
No, that's because I made that up.
Oh, okay.
That's coined by Wood. But it's played so much, but it almost now has become a staple of Christmas.
Yes.
As soon as you hear this come on, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, it's Christmas season. And now this wasn't the song that made her famous, I don't believe. Well, I'm looking here. Let's see.
This is an original song, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's her original. Let's see if we can find the date on it.
I had never heard it done by anybody else. And
people
I love
try
the harmonies.
People you know, try.
You got
that
little doo-wop in the back when they all go ah. like pulled that off. Probably not.
Let's see.
Written in 94.
Wow. So this song's been around for 2 decades.
Almost three.
Three. Almost 3 decades.
Yeah.
My math's off. In case anyone's wondering, it's still. It's like 2007 right now still. I refuse to get older. But if you don't know what we're talking about, many people try and sing this song, and it's they don't ever... Well, I'm sure I've heard a version or two that people have done okay with it. They have to change it, but they can't sing it original because you just can't copy.
If you have these pipes walking around and you're not at least singing backup for somebody, you've made a mistake in life.
Yeah,
you can sing this song and you're working as a checker... at Nordstrom's, you've screwed up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Sing this song like her.
There's enough social media out there now. If you can sing this song, get in front of a camera and sing it. And then
they will find you.
It'll be followed up by a more current group,
okay.
A cappella. It was one of my, this is, I wouldn't say one of, this is my favorite a cappella group. And they're going to follow up this next song with an a cappella jam, which is very beautiful, by the way.
It was. I had never heard of these people before. You said that Boyz II Men found these guys.
Yeah. Well, in a way, yes.
Okay. Which makes sense because they were big on a cappella.
Correct. Right? Yeah. So Sean Stockman actually helped find these guys. But that being said, we're coming down to the wire. So we're going to start this next song. It is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And we'll follow that up with Mary, Did You Know by Pentatonix. So enjoy everybody's favorite Christmas song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath.
on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Okay, that last one, like I said, was by Pentatonix, which is one of my favorite groups and definitely my favorite acapella
group. I had just heard them the first time right now, like right before you put it up there. And that's all just them, no instruments up there.
Nothing. So if you listen to some of their other music, because they do other stuff, not just Christmas. That was a Christmas album created in 2014, I believe. They do all sorts. They even have their own songs, like their own originals. But it's all acapella, and it will blow your mind. They do They do a version of like The Wizard of Oz, so it's a whole bunch of different songs blended in, and it's really cool. So, you know, all by vocals, no instruments.
Kudos to people who can find their path early, because you like to think, like Boyz II Men, they went to a performance arts school,
right?
They weren't afraid to get up there and sing and or act out, you know.
Wait, right.
I'm just, you know, chewing gum and sweating all over the floor.
I'm hoping somebody finds
like
the talent in me.
Right, right. That's a longer road, yeah, right?
Like, look at me, I got talent. Find it.
And a smaller window. I mean, if you can sing. It's weird now, though. Like, I always say, I don't know if Boyz II Men could make it today with how music has changed so much.
That's correct.
Just four guys who can just straight up blow.
Right. You know, so. I think there's a lot of people like that. And we've discussed this many times in the past. But music isn't the same anymore. There's a lot. It's a lot more computerized. And there are people that could sing. And I know that. So
yes.
Those that yelled at me last time I said that, sorry. But there are people that could sing. And I understand that. But I feel like people were trying to be more raw talent.
Yes.
Back in the day, and now it's a lot easier to make it. All you got to do is make one hit.
That's it.
And then there you go.
Well, they're selling hits now. It's not. We would come out the album. I would say, all right, if a song comes out on the radio, I like, I might go buy the 45, right? And then you know they release the next one. And if I hear three off of that album, I always went and got it. But now it's just that hit.
Yeah. And now with the way music is online, you could just download that song. So. Unless you're making hit after hit, which is very rare, you're almost always a one-hit wonder.
Well, here's a segue for you. Speaking of hit after hit, these guys were hitting it so hard, they decided to come out with a Christmas song, which threw everybody for a loop. Yeah. I remember the first time I saw this, I was like, what? But this is hot.
Yeah.
This is hot. So
it's tough.
And again, it's at a time where you had to be creative and have your own sound. So that's something to be said from that. I'd like to just say right quick, I've missed you guys out there, and I'm glad to be back in any capacity. Keep listening.
Yeah. We you hit and miss a little bit, but we'll hopefully put this out there on the actual podcast channel. But if you want to catch us live, tune in to Ask Radio. They are on TuneIn. Just download TuneIn. And it's Ask Radio or AskRadio.com if you're on a browser or you don't want to download another app for your phone. We're going to try and do lives Tuesdays, maybe Wednesdays, maybe some other day in between. I don't know. But check it out. Join us. Get those numbers up for us. And let's have a good time. The more you guys listen, the more we put out. So we're going to round it off with Christmas in Hollis by none other than Run DMC. So enjoy, and we'll see you guys next time.
Which is another 4 minutes.